And now, a presentation on the Mental Health News Radio Network. The Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show.
Ryan, that is a freaking awesome question.
You are the power, and you do not need anybody's permission.
He's the only guy that ever crawled out of a grave where people didn't go, oh, ah!
Don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride.
You're a great interviewer. You're one of the best.
If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Out of Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show. OutofLimitsRadio.com. I'm your host, Ryan. Today, we're going to feature someone who knows a thing or two about freedom. Let us begin. It is a great honor to welcome back to our show an individual who needs no introduction. He happens to be the founder of the Modern Day Liberty Movement, and he's one of the most passionate advocates for peace and freedom in the world today. Please welcome back to the program, Dr. Ron Paul. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Paul.
Ron, it's great to be with you again.
Thank you. First off, let me just say that the recent Ron Paul conference this past year was phenomenal. I thought it was great, and it was wonderful to have so many people come together. So I want to congratulate you and your staff on putting together a great event. And from your perspective, looking at how the world has changed, at least in the past 6 months, what would you gauge the temperature in the U.S. to be? Do you think that though the forces of darkness, shall we say, are pushing us towards more authoritarian, that there is hope that there is a greater pushback, maybe more than they had originally anticipated?
You know, it's hard to judge, and I guess Daniel and I do that on a daily basis. Good news and the bad news coming. And I would say basically, I think things get better, but it's not the kind of thing that you can be convincing of others that to believe in it, because the news, so often the headlines are so bad, and the power structure is still with the bad guys. But I still think I use as an example of even just when you look at it more narrowly, you know, about COVID, you know, that's been a total disaster and that lockdown and everything. Liberty didn't benefit too much in this last year or so. But, you know, you hear and read all these horrible, horrible stories and how much punishment there is met out because of people, you know, sort of not doing exactly as the government tells. But and then this build-up fear that you can't associate, you wear your mask and all that stuff, which turns out scientifically probably had very little, provided very little help for us. But the one thing is that the crowds are great. When they had that football game that came out where there was 100,000 people together, I thought that was the people voting. You know, people aren't stupid. If they know that they had 10 neighbors that got real sick and family members dying off, they must have suspected that things aren't quite the way we're told in order to get you to roll over, do what the government tells, you know, follow all the rules, take your vaccine, get your passport. But I think that I like to look at the 100,000 people turning out, having a good time, and not worrying about all the scaremongering by the politicians. But we have a ways to go to really find out which way it's going to go. I think long term, the freedom movement is in a position where it can have a great deal of influence, but not automatically in the next week or month or two, because there's still wealth left and there's still determination by those who have the control. So I think we have to see some bad times before we can hope that we can make really good progress with the liberty movement.
Thank you. Well said. I wonder if that the coming economic crash is going to have an indication that it will finally wake people up. And Dr. Paul, you once said that people cannot unhear what you tell them. And you're referencing the benefit of speaking the words of liberty to masses. And I remember about 2 years ago, you were talking about how maybe some of the behavior among Americans is happening because they don't feel good about themselves. And at this point, if you look around, you see some people are still triple masking, and they have Stockholm themselves to the allegiance of the government, even though they're lie after lie after lie. Should liberty-minded individuals at this point just write them off and maybe just focus on strengthening their ties with others I mean, if people at this point cannot see, like through the lies at this point of how bad things are they ever going to see it? Is it worth trying to connect
them? They're going to, because I think the education is going to start influencing more and more people. And I think like people like you and many others who have a voice and reach as many people as you can, the whole ideas of, you know, free markets, all that's alive and well. But so I think that's going to continue. But eventually there's going to be people who are going to lose confidence in the government. Right now the statistics are going up. You know, 70 or 80% of people don't believe what the government tells them. Well, that's a pretty good start. So they're going to have to believe in something. And I think there's a natural instinct for people to want to believe in liberty, even though it's not readily apparent all the time. They have become too dependent, and there are a lot who haven't even thought about the things we're talking about, and they've been, you know, controlled and taught in our schools and everything in the movies and the major media. They make the assumption that people can't take care of themselves. And I have members of Congress telling me, people that were smart enough, when I'd say to them, why are you voting for this? This isn't constitutional. This is not a good idea. It doesn't protect anybody's liberty. And they would tell me, well, they're too stupid. The people are too stupid. They're not going to do it. I don't endorse that. I think the people eventually tend to wake up, just like in this last year. There are more people demonstrating against, you know, this COVID lockdown than there was a year ago. So, yes, they will convert, but sometimes it will be not real sophisticated. They're not going to read Human Action, you know, and explain the business cycle from that viewpoint. But I think there's going to be a lot of instincts. I think people still, you know, want to take care of themselves. And when they realize it's in their best interest to do that and not depend on the government, then I would hope that is the time then we see a tremendous growth in our movement.
Thank you, Dr. Paul. And speaking of the Liberty Movement, we recently had Knox County Mayor Glenn Jacobs, who's a Hall of Fame professional wrestler known as Glenn Jacobs. He came on our show, and he said that you've done more for the cause of liberty since the Founding Fathers. He said that there was a Founding Fathers, there was a piece of history, and then you came along. And he said that how you were is one of his greatest heroes. And I always look at you as a wonderful example of what an individual should be like, especially when they're promoting the cause of liberty. How can other people, from your perspective, awaken the Ron Paul within themselves and become an effective leader, an effective advocate for liberty that will help spread just as effective as you have?
Yeah, you know, that's such an individual thing. I have had so many young people at the rallies we had on the campuses. And they say, oh, I agree. What do I do? Tell me what I should do. How am I going to do this? Should I run for Congress? I said, just do what you want to do. Ron, you have a program. You're reaching out to people. Glenn, I think, is great. He's doing something, but it's going to be different people. Some people have different talents. I think I get a free pass sometimes because some people give me more credit than when I think about it. But if I just do the thing that I've wanted to do, and that was even before I ran for Congress. Matter of fact, I invested my time and energy in spreading the message a long time before I even ran for Congress. And it was sort of one of those things that came to pass. So you really don't know what is going to become available. So in the meantime, especially young people, I said, educate yourself, understand the issues, be able to defend your position. And if you're well-informed and you're interested, you don't have to go out and yell and scream and preach on the street corners. People will find you, and they'll ask you your question, and maybe you'll support other candidates. Maybe you'll run for office. Maybe you'll have a business. Maybe you'll be a writer. I always wished I could have been a singer, but that didn't work out very well.
I'm sure you would have been successful in anything.
Yeah, but There it is. The individuals have to know what their talents are and what the opportunities are. You know, there's sometimes the opportunity is just there, and it's in some way. When I first, you talk about an opportunity, I was, you know, toying with how do I talk out on this issue, but then the opportunity in 1976, I guess, our congressman resigned, you know, from office. There was a special election, and there was a lot of Democrats, and I was the only Republican, and it was through all Democrat district. And I think to get into the runoff, which was the key to becoming a congressman, I had to have 13,000 votes. So that's not overwhelming, you know, in districts with hundreds of thousands of people. So, you know, it was just happened to be there. If I had not been in that runoff and had not run, you know, I might have been still doing something, but it'd probably be different. But I didn't have a goal. Well, I'm going to do whatever I can to get to Congress. Matter of fact, I sort of tip people off. If that's your only goal, forget it. You know, if it happens, fine. But just running for office is when you get tempted to, you know, compromise your beliefs.
You've never been compromised, and I think that's wonderful. And Dr. Paul, I would like to suggest two books be written in the future that would definitely be treasures for humanity. And the first one is your autobiography. And the reason for your autobiography is that I think that generations, future generations, should know the type of person you are and, you know your complete story from your perspective. I think it would be wonderful for people to know and to know about your background. And the second one would be called What Would Ron Paul Do? Because a lot of people consider you to be the oracle of the liberty movement, and people would want to know generations, years from now, and draw back upon your wisdom as to what would you do in a situation. And one of the questions I have, this is uncomfortable even asking you this, is that the day has arrived in the distant future when the state is going door to door to forcefully vaccinate citizens against their will. The day has arrived when children are being removed by the state for not being vaccinated, and the day has arrived when America has become the new Australia. Dr. Paul, what is the moment when all options for peace have been fully exhausted and peaceful individuals must take up arms to preserve their basic human rights?
That is a tough one, and it's a major thing, and we'll have to make that decision someday, I'm sure. But it might be different for different people. You know, if you're totally incapable of doing anything physically to protect your family, I think right now the most important thing to do is recognize the possibility of this. If you physically yourself can't defend your family, you have to have some help from that. But you have to also think, well, maybe my real protection isn't another gun or having a gun or knowing how to do that. Maybe your real protection is spreading the message of liberty so that people accept the non-aggressive principle, because that's what counts. I tell people, you know, just think what it's like if people said, you know, the one rule you have, and this rule's been around for a long, long time, no lying, cheating, stealing, or killing. That existed even before the Ten Commandments. And so that's what's important ultimately, because I don't know, I don't think there's an answer and said, this is what you do. The day they come knocking and they're going to take your kids, it has to be a decision made to your best ability to preserve as much life as possible. But I think prevention is worth a pound of cure, and that is, you know, to fight this battle like you and I are trying to do right now and trying to convince people that we can prevent that from happening. But ultimately, you know, I remember World War II, and I was drafted in Vietnam War and all this stuff. And there are times you have to make these decisions, but I don't think it's an easy answer that, well, if they come to the door and you're convinced, get your gun and start shooting, because maybe that would increase the number of people in your family that might be killed. But I think prevention is the thing. I think that when the economic crisis gets much, much worse, you ought to have family and friends and neighbors and a group of people who can work together and decisions to make to use our might is really too tough to come up with a simple answer for that and said, well, if you think they're going to do it, just start shooting. I don't like that kind of an answer. I'm working much harder on trying to prevent that that condition from happening, but it's been around for a long time. That's why I still think that the principle that existed before even the Ten Commandments is a pretty good principle. If you can get people to love liberty enough, I'll say, yeah, if you love liberty, there's only one rule you have to have, and that is no lying, cheating, stealing, or killing.
Sounds totally reasonable.
Yeah, but I think most people would have a hard time sitting there and say, "Oh no, I disagree with that." You know, so it's in other words, I don't have a perfect and an easy answer for that. Other than the fact, there will be a time for all of us who would hope it never comes, but they will do what they think is right at that particular time.
Dr. Ron Paul, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. You can learn more about Dr. Ron Paul by going to his website at ronpaullibertyreport.com. And you can also visit him at another website called the Ron Paul Institute. RonPaulInstitute.org. And also please check out the Ron Paul Liberty Report daily on YouTube. Dr. Paul, it is such an honor to be with you again. You are one of the most influential people in my life, and you cured my apathy, sir. You've been wonderful and a tremendous influence and positive influence in so many. So thank you for all that you do, sir.
Great, Ron. Nice to be with you. Talk to you soon.
Okay, everyone, that concludes today's edition of the Out of Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show. Special thanks to our unbelievable guest, and special thanks, as always, to our virtues, Miss Carrie O'Connor, Miss Constance Dallas, and our associate producer, Jenny Lamisa. To learn more about the Out of Limits of Inner Truth, please go to our website at outoflimitsradio.com. And till the next time we meet, my friends, I wish upon you an abundance of peace, love, and beers. Take good care, and thank you so much for listening.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pair.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.